Higher Education Appropriations Subcommittee will come to order. Ms. Rosa, please call the roll.
Chair Plasencia?
Here.
Vice Chair Manning? Representatives Casello?
Here.
Grieco?
Yes.
Hawkins?
Here.
Maggart?
Yes.
Mariano? Excuse. McCurdy?
Here.
Nixon? Rizzo?
Yes.
Rodriguez? Excuse. Schoaf?
Here.
Ranking Member Thompson? Tuck?
Here.
Zika? A quorum is present, Mr. Chair.
A quorum being present, I want to welcome everyone to the Higher Education Appropriations Subcommittee. Please make sure that cell phones and other communication devices are turned off or on silent mode. Members, today we're going to be hearing five bills, and we're going to jump right into it. First up, we have CS for HB 445 on educational opportunities for disabled veterans. We have presenting Representatives Morales and Benjamin. Representative Morales, you're recognized to explain the bill.
Good morning, and thank you, Sir Chairman and members. And I'm Daisy Morales. I'm representing House Bill 45, Education Opportunity for Disabled Veteran. And I would just want to thank you for giving me the second opportunity to come up and speak about it. I'm going to defer my bill to Representative Benjamin because he's my primary co-sponsor, and he is a veteran.
You recognize Representative Benjamin.
Thank you, Coach Chair, Vice Chair Maney, Representative Thompson, Ranking Democratic. This bill passed all its committees last session unanimously. It also passed the House unanimously. And so we are here again this session bringing you this very good bill that will provide veterans who are disabled 100%. We will ensure that they receive 100% of their education paid for. What this does is that when they apply their GI Bill benefits, this, if they have a balance, this would allow for that balance to be waived by state schools such as colleges, universities, and tech schools and career centers. And that is the bill.
Thank you, Representative Benjamin. Members, are there any questions on the bill? Is there any public testimony on the bill? Seeing no public testimony. Members, is there anyone in debate on the bill? All right. Representative Benjamin, you are recognized to close on your bill.
Thank you for your consideration. I waive close.
Thank you. Waiving close, Ms. Rosa, please call the roll on the bill.
Chair Plasencia?
Yes.
Vice Chair Manning?
Yes.
Representatives Casello?
Yes.
Grieco?
Yes.
Hawkins?
Yes.
Maggart?
Yes.
Mariano? McCurdy?
Yes.
Nixon?
Yes.
Rizzo?
Yes.
Rodriguez? Schoaf?
Yes.
Thompson? Yes. Tuck?
Yes.
Zika?
Yes.
13 yeas, 0 nays.
By your vote, the bill passes. Congratulations.
Thank you, Committee.
Members, next bill will be CS for HB 823 on Florida Post-Secondary Student Assistance Grant Program by Representative Tuck. Representative Tuck, you are recognized to explain the bill, either from your desk or you can get up. You are recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. HB 823 amends the eligibility requirements of the Florida Post-Secondary Student Assistance Grant Program. This is a need-based program available to degree-seeking resident students who demonstrate a substantial financial need and are enrolled in an eligible post-secondary institution. The bill would amend the eligibility requirements to allow participation by Florida resident students who are attending an eligible nonprofit virtual post-secondary institution. That is the bill, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Representative Tuck. Members, are there any questions on the bill? Is there any public testimony on the bill? Seeing no public testimony. Members, is there any debate on the bill? Seeing no debate. Representative Tuck, you are recognized to close on your bill.
Waive close, Mr. Chair.
Having waived close, Ms. Rosa, please call the roll on the bill.
Chair Plasencia?
Yes.
Vice Chair Manning?
Yes.
Representatives Casello?
Yes.
Grieco?
Yes.
Hawkins?
Yes.
Maggart?
Yes.
Mariano? McCurdy?
Yes.
Nixon?
Yes.
Rizzo?
Yes.
Rodriguez. Schoaf.
Yes.
Thompson. Tuck.
Yes.
Zika.
Yes.
13 yeas, 0 nays.
By your vote, the bill passes. Congratulations, Representative Tuck.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Members, our next bill will be HB 6067 on the William L. Boyd IV Effective Access to Student Education Grant Program by Representative Fine. Representative Fine, you are recognized to explain the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you for agendaing the bill. Members, this is a very simple bill. It deletes three words from the statute governing the EASE program that says that only nonprofit schools can participate in the program, and that is the bill.
Thank you, Representative Fine. Members, are there any questions on the bill? Ranking Member Thompson, you're recognized for a question.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Representative Fine, what impact will this have on the students who receive the EASE funds who now attend nonprofits, since we're opening it up to profit?
You don't have to go through me, Representative Fine, but you are recognized.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. It will have an indeterminate impact. And the reason for that is this. Every year, we set a budget for EASE as a legislature. I think that Chair Plasencia in his budget has proposed increasing the amount, I think, this year. I don't know. I can't remember. But every year we set that dollar amount. That is completely divorced from how many students can participate in the program. So we could increase the number of students participating in the program, and we could zero out the program as a legislature. We could cut the number of students participating in the program and then triple the amount of money. They are not linked together. This simply, the legislature allocates funds every year in the budget. And so there, it's unknown because we don't know how the program will be funded moving forward. This simply says how many students. This simply opens the door to additional students to be able to participate in it.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So, Representative, I've been contacted by HBCUs specifically who are concerned that this might decrease the amount of funding. So based on what you've said, that would have no impact on those students who are currently eligible and attend nonprofits.
Thank you. For them to be concerned about funding, it requires the making of assumptions. You have to assume the following. Number one, that the amount of money remains constant, which you cannot assume, and that number two, the number of students that participate in the program increases as a result of this small number of schools being included. Again, we do not fund this program through some automated process. This is an every year appropriation. So that I do not believe the concern is warranted. They should be focused, as they always should be, on the amount of money that's put into the underlying program, which is not subject to this bill.
Thank you. I think that will give people more comfort.
Members, any other questions? Is there any public testimony on the bill? Mark Anderson, representing South College. Wave and support. Members, any debate on the bill? Representative Hawkins, you are recognized in debate.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Representative Fine, thank you for bringing this. It's not only opening up our opportunities for more students, but for those accredited nonprofits that meet the standard that we're looking for. So happy to be up on this bill.
Anyone else in debate? Representative Fine, you are recognized to close on your bill.
You all hear from me enough. I'll wave close.
Ms. Rosa, please call the roll on the bill.
Chair Plasencia?
Yes.
Vice Chair Manning?
Yes.
Representatives Cosello?
Yes.
Grieco?
Yes.
Hawkins?
Yes.
Maggard?
Yes.
Mariano? McCurdy?
Yes.
Nixon?
Yes.
Rizzo?
Yes.
Rodriguez? Schoaf?
Yes.
Thompson? Tuck?
Yes.
Zika?
Yes.
13 yeas, 0 nays.
By your vote, the bill passes. Congratulations, Representative Fine.
Thank you, members. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Members, next bill will be CS for HB 461 on the Florida Bright Future Scholarship Program Student Services Requirements by Representative Mello. And Representative Mello, you are recognized to explain your bill.
Thank you, Chair and members of the committee. HB 461 allows students to apply their work hours as well as their volunteer hours toward the Florida Bright Future Scholarship Program. When we created the Bright Future Scholarship Program, the promise we made to high school students was a simple one. work hard, get good grades, give back to your community through volunteerism. If you do these things, we will help you pay for your post-secondary education. There was one significant unintended consequence, one with life-changing costs for low and middle-income families. In creating a volunteer service requirement for the scholarships, we blocked some of the hardest working students who need the program the most. The kids who go to school and report to their job after the bell rings. Not everyone has the privilege of volunteering in lieu of earning a paycheck. This bill levels the playing field for young adults who have to work and provides them the opportunity to obtain scholarship funds for their secondary education. That is the bill, Chair.
Thank you, Representative Mello. Members, are there any questions on the bill? Representative Nixon, you're recognized for a question.
Thank you, Chair. Hi, Rep. Just for clarity purposes, does this eliminate all the volunteerism requirements and they can just do their work hours? It can completely swap it out?
Recognized.
Thank you, Chair. Thank you, Rep. Nixon. This gives them the flexibility. They can do either or they can do a combination. So it does not eliminate the need for volunteer or doing volunteer.
Follow up. Not that I was asking, does it eliminate the need? But you said, in lieu of doing any community service, my work history, my work hours can take, 100% of my work hours can be taken into consideration for the amount of hours needed for the program.
Thank you, Chair. You can do 100% of your hours as work.
Okay.
You can do 100% of them as volunteer, or you can have the flexibility of doing both.
Members, are there any questions? Is there any public testimony on the bill? Melissa Ramba, Opportunity Solutions Project. Waves and support. And that is it for public testimony. Members, is there anyone in debate? Representative Nixon, you're recognized for debate.
Thanks, Chair. Representative Mello, I want to thank you for bringing this bill. I know that a lot of children or students are having a hard time, and sometimes, particularly in this economy, right, the housing market is crazy. Sometimes they have to go to work to help their family with their everyday expenses. So I think this bill is super helpful. But I also just want to uplift that I would love it if folks could continue to volunteer if they can as well, because the need is just so great across the state for all types of things. But I really do appreciate you for bringing this bill. Thank you.
Members, anyone else in debate? Representative Hawkins, you're recognized for debate.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Rep. Mello, thank you so much. It's a great bill. I've shared with you through text that I love this bill. As somebody that works in the private sector with Bright Futures, I can tell you the complaint we have a lot from the students are, I can't afford to volunteer. And that's sad, but this will help them overcome that. And to the previous comments, I think there'll be a lot of parents that still will have their students volunteer. I hope so. I think that's just good parenting, but I'm happy to be up on this great bill, and it's time's come. Thank you.
Members, anyone else in debate? Representative Mello, you are recognized to close on your bill.
I waive close, Chair.
Having waived close, Ms. Rosa, please call the roll on the bill.
Chair Plasencia?
Yes.
Vice Chair Manny?
Yes.
Representatives Costello?
Yes.
Grieco?
Yes.
Hawkins?
Yes.
Maggart?
Yes.
Mariano? McCurdy?
Yes.
Nixon?
Yes.
Rizzo?
Yes.
Rodriguez? Schoaf?
Yes.
Thompson?
Yes.
Tuck?
Yes.
Zika?
Yes.
13 yeas, 0 nays.
By your vote, the bill passes. Congratulations, Representative Mello.
Thank you.
Members, our last bill is CS for HB 991 on workforce education post-secondary student fees by Representative Schoaf. And Representative Schoaf, you are recognized to explain your bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The number one question asked by companies looking to relocate or expand their business operations in Florida is, where is the trained workforce coming from that will enable us to sustain and expand our current viability and future growth? This bill seeks to address that. This bill will provide a tool for state and technical colleges to help rebuild and expand Florida's trained workforce. Currently, about 5.4% of students enrolled in the Florida college system are from out of state. Historically, though, over 93% of the system's graduates remain in Florida and contribute to the state's economy as both a worker and a consumer. So this bill will enable Florida's colleges to more effectively adapt to the characteristics of the modern and mobile workforce, ensuring that Florida remains competitive in the talent recruitment marketplace. And that is the bill.
Thank you, Representative Schoaf. Members, are there any questions on the bill? Representative Nixon, you're recognized for a question.
Thank you, Chair. Hey, Rep. Is there any reason that you just decided to ask us about this bill and present it to us earlier, right before committee?
You're recognized, Representative Schoaf.
No, I knew that you had done your homework on it, but I wanted to make sure that you didn't have any other questions.
Members, are there any other questions? Is there any public testimony? Marty Coley, Gulf Coast State College Foundation, waves in support. Members, is there anyone in debate? Representative Nixon, you're recognized in debate.
Thank you, Chair. So, Rep. Schoaf, I think I am going to be up on your bill because you know I like to be super thorough and do my homework ahead of committee, but next time, come holler at me.
Representative Maggard, you are recognized in debate.
I want to thank Representative Schoaf for bringing this bill up. He's exactly right when he says that when businesses come to the state, they ask the first question is, it's not do I get free this, free that, where's your workforce? I've been a part of that, and that's very important that we address this so Florida can stay number one. So thank you, Representative, for bringing this bill up.
Members, anyone else in debate? Representative Schoaf, I want to thank you for bringing this bill up. A long time ago, I went to the University of South Alabama, and I remember having a roommate from Pensacola, and I was interested and somewhat shocked that he paid in-state tuition at University of South Alabama. And so for us to be able to have a competitive edge as well and making sure that we're attracting kids from other states for the right reasons is a great bill, and I appreciate you bringing it forward. And with that, you are recognized to close on your bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I can't top all the kind words that I've heard today, so I will wave close.
Having waved close, Ms. Rosa, please call the roll on the bill.
Chair Plasencia?
Yes.
Vice Chair Manny?
Yes.
Representatives Casello?
Yes.
Grieco?
Yes.
Hawkins?
Yes.
Maggard?
Yes.
Mariano?
Yes.
McCurdy?
Yes.
Nixon?
Yes.
Rizzo?
Yes.
Rodriguez? Schoaf?
Yes.
Thompson?
Yes.
Tuck?
Yes.
Zika?
Yes.
14 yeas, 0 nays.
By your vote, the bill passes. Congratulations, Representative Schoaf. This concludes our committee agenda. Is there any further business before the committee? All right, seeing none, Representative McCurdy moves we rise. Without objection, the meeting is adjourned.